Paul, how much will you pay attention to the two prior games before yours here tonight, just based on where everything sits going into the last night?
I'll watch the first one real close. It's not about score. You're going to see one of these teams, and so we'll watch them pretty close, yeah.
Any update on Josh Morrissey's progression, getting a red jersey on tonight?
Red, right? So that usually means he wants to get in the lineup. Coach is going to hold him out, but he's back on full contact, and he'll get some practices in. And as with all injured players, we'll wait till that day to make sure he gets to it, but we expect him to.
Will Eric still be the backup tonight, or is Lauren...
Correct, Eric's backing up tonight, yep.
Just for Lauren's progress,
you
still expect him to
be 100? Real good. So he had a good solid workout. The answer is yes. My expectation is barring a setback, yeah.
Any lineup changes expected from
no.
last game?
No, same crew.
Did you like, Paul, you obviously moved some things around with the lines. So you figure you keep
at that? Yeah, there's some really easy adjustments to make right now with the way they're structured. So that you can play groups that have played together home the road. I thought there was, you know, the Scheif unit looked like they're back. I thought they've been trending in that way. There's something, and there always has been, between Nick Ehlers and Matty Perreault. They just love playing together. Parr played a hell of a game for us there, so there's a good solid fit there. And there's just, with a fairly easy switch, I can change the way that looks pretty quickly and like it. So,
what about the decision to move Brian back to the middle and Andrew to the wing?
That's all role based. When we have a kind of a defined checking line with Tanevin, and that changed when he comes out. So we just look for a different structure down the middle.
As you see those four lines, do you now have a defined checking line, or is it every line should be a checking line?
Well, there's the advantage, and it's certainly an advantage maybe on the road, where you've got either, you know, two veterans playing with a young player, and pairs of guys that have defended together. So it's a more balanced group. We'd like to see the entire bench get off, you know, off the ice and get our minutes leveled a little bit.
Laughlin expressed a bit of frustration on the one power play when he didn't get on. Is that something that you discussed, or do you need to talk about shift length with your...
That's a group thing, and that wasn't specific to our power play. That was specific to the second period, especially. We had some nice long shifts by a whole bunch of guys, so we were relaying our frustration back and forth.
And on that top pop, still content to leave Jacob as is, and well, struggled a little bit.
Well, you'll probably see both, right? We were running fairly close to 30% there for about a month, so it's there, and we like it. But we know it's run close to 30% with Dustin as well, so he's just coming back, working his way in. It's been a little tight the last few games, hasn't been firing on all cylinders, so we have options with that.
I know the focus is on your own group, but what are the dangers of facing a team that's been eliminated and...
So normally you'd see this situation, you might think there's going to be a letdown. I don't think that's the case at all. These guys have had a hell of a year, and they're proud of the way they played. And this is kind of, you know, it ended on the last game. They've earned the right to have a good feeling. They've competed hard. I don't think they've been lucky in the games they've won. So they've gone a long run of really working. And this is actually a real good tune-up game for us and going into the playoffs, because sometimes you get into these games at the end of the year, the other team's out, and it's not even real hockey, right? We're going to be in a full-on hard game tonight, which will be great leading into next week.
I know you're focused on tonight, but can you give us a bit of an update as to what your plan is for early next week leading into game one?
Well, I can't till the schedule comes out. We know where we're starting. I mean, that will affect what day we start on will entirely affect our next week's schedule.
Is there anything new with Brandon having gone back to Winnipeg?
Nothing. We'll get an update to Monday for you.
And just, sorry, one more on Parr. What did you like about his game? He just looked like he looked physical.
He just looked like he'd been in the league 10 years, right? He was just right. So when you take the video, we all have jobs to do on the ice, and there's roles, and you take his game, he was right on every single thing that he did. He controlled some pucks without, you know, sometimes... Guys that kind of, young guys especially, come into the lineup, they haven't played, they're jittery, they don't want to make a mistake. He looked like he played with no fear, at the same time, complete responsibility. There was He's not a big man, but he hit when he was supposed to hit and impacted the play. So if you look at our two goals that we scored, that line is precedes both goals. The first one, they didn't get their line off the ice, and we did. So they had a major impact on us scoring those first two goals, and they were solid. And I thought for Jack Roslovic, he just fell right in with those two guys. And he is a kid that can skate, and he's got good hands, but he would always view the game from an offensive point of view. And he fit that, right? So Jack brought a little bit of speed that those guys could use. Laws was physical. I like that line. I was pleased with it.
For Connor, does he need to play the Connor, whole Hellebuck? Will he need to play the whole game? Or if after two, I mean, depending on
Connor,
what happens in that late
yeah,
game,
no.
Do you want to play him 60 or?
I mean, that won't be the driver here. That would so the entire operation would be, is he getting too much work? Whatever, Connor, you know, misses the mini game, and now he's looking at, I got a game on Saturday. I played Thursday. We don't start till Wednesday or Thursday. That's a week, and he doesn't like that. Now we're going to get a flight day tomorrow. It'll be a really light day, very probably the next day, and then he wants the game. He wants the whole game, and it's not about. For him, it's rhythm, and we want to keep him in that rhythm.
And is that why, Paul, maybe it was important to rest him earlier in the week? Because the plan was always, regardless, even if today didn't mean anything in the standings, to get him the game today.
Adjustment that we looked at, he was coming out of that mini game no matter what. Right. He wasn't going in, and even if that score had run, I wasn't changing him there. And then it would be an option day on this one.
Right.
If things had been settled and locked down and I was going to pull guys out of the lineup to rest, then I would have pulled him as well. Just convinced him that he doesn't need to see 50 shots if that's the way this goes.
Right.
But we got a full lineup. We got something on the line. He's going.